Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. You want to follow the Strictly Anonymous Podcast on Instagram or Twitter? Follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to my show. And if you're on iTunes, definitely subscribe to my show and give me a 5-star review and write out something nice if you can. I read them all. I love nice reviews. If you want to be on the show, send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. I put out two new episodes a week now, Mondays and Wednesdays, and I might do something called Fetish Fridays, where I just do, you know, very specific fetish episodes on Fridays. Let me know what you think about that. I don't know, comment on YouTube or email me. Anyway, today I have on a guy named Dan. Now, I don't want to give away the whole episode and tell you every single thing we talk about, but he gets very specific about all the things that he's into, and he's into a lot of things. And he's done a lot of things that are very out of the box. One of the broader things that he's into is cheating. Like, he's addicted to cheating sex, meaning he loves to know that his girl is cheating on him. And he's gotten women to be into that. He swung with his first wife. His second wife is currently, quote unquote, cheating on him. And he talks about the specifics of all of that, as well as all these other kinds of crazy situations that he's wound up in with other women, as well as with other men. Like I said, he's been there, done that. I'm not going to tell you everything and give away the episode. You're going to have to listen. Okay? You're going to like him. He's interesting. I really liked him. So anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Dan.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, Dan, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Listen, Dan, before you called me, right before, I just read through your long-ass email. And it kept my attention, because sometimes these long emails I just like check out because I don't want to know that much. But there are so many things that you have done in your life that I'm like, oh, I don't want to for the cousin sex, sex with your girlfriend's mom. Swinging, cheating sex. I don't know. There was so much to it. I was just like, we can't forget any of this stuff. Let's start at the beginning. Okay. Like, so when you were young, right, you had some crazy sexual experiences. So why don't we take it from there?
Right. Yeah, it started young. There's one thing I want to be clear on before we start. I listened to some of your other shows, and with my case, my story, there was no sexual abuse at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This was all organic, so I just wanted you to know that.
It doesn't seem like there was any abuse. Young. It doesn't seem like there was any abuse in the stuff that you're talking about. It just sounds like you've been having fun.
It was,
yeah, and the cousin stuff, right. Listen, you're going to get into it. I read about it. You know, that kind of stuff, a lot of times it's like experimental things that go down when kids are super young. So why don't you just start there?
Yeah. Right. I discovered my penis in school, actually. It was in grade school. I discovered that thing that happens. And it's the funniest thing because it was with a pencil.
I found my clit with a pencil too, so I get it. I've talked about that before. But let's get to the point where, so like, you find out that you're super horny. Everybody is when they realize they could orgasm, right? And then, you know, what started happening?
I moved back to the state that I ended up going to school with. Mm-hmm. And dad married stepmom, and I was about probably 8 or nine at that time. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of went from there. They lived apart for a while, and there was some things that went on with my future stepsister at that point. There was kid stuff that happened. You know, you know the games kids play, and it escalated from there.
Yeah, but why don't you explain? You made out with her.
Yeah, there was like spin the bottle. I played mm-hmm. spin the bottle. Everybody remembers that. We made out. And it's funny, though, because later I walked in while she was fucking her boyfriend when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Same, because she became my stepsister when those parents got married.
Yeah.
But we made out before that. And let's see. Yeah, so there was that time period that lasted, you know, 6-8 months. Moved in with them, and everybody started to mature. And, you know, that led to me starting to get into stepmom's panty drawer. And went into that phase of my life where there was, I don't consider it odd. I just don't. It was just one of those things. So, there was that. And that was probably around 10 to 12 years old, I would think, mm-hmm. that was going on.
You were just like a super curious sexual person early on, going to town with whatever you could. There's your stepmom, your stepsister.
Ever since I was young, I was just drawn to not only girls, the vagina, but just sexual experience. I was a very sexual kid for some reason. I just grew up that way. So that led into the, me going in, I would get off in my stepmom's panties, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, mm-hmm. that was a lot of fun. It was sneaky, mm-hmm. and it was bad, and when it was bad, it turned me on for some reason. It was just like, it polarized me, and it was a lot of fun.
Right. And that's going to tie into something else later, right? I mean.
Yeah, right. As I went into teenage years, my teenage years were kind of awkward a little bit. Went into high school, and everybody started, the girl you formally start dating. There's the dating scene, I had some girlfriends. My first serious, what I would call serious girlfriend, was at 15, but there was other fucking around going on. People were making out, and you went to parties, and there was kissing contests, and that led to other stuff. I mean, you were a teenager,
Yeah, nobody cares about that. Get to the point where, first of all, you skipped over the point. You're not a good storyteller. I'm going to have to lead this conversation, okay?
All right.
Go ahead. Because I know how many things we have to go through, and you're focusing on stuff that's just like, doesn't matter. So what about your cousin, though? Before you get to, high school, you had these cousins of yours, two of them, a male and a female, who were like jerking you off. Like, didn't you say that?
Yeah, my cousin, which is a boy, this was when I was young. It was like the beginning of this. It's like we were talking about sex one day, and we were just talking about how people do it. And one thing led to another, and he ended up playing with my dick, I mean, it just happened.
Yeah,
and
that's kid stuff.
I never reciprocated that. Mm-hmm. He always, he did that. It was kid play. It was a totally experimental thing. And the other cousin was the girl, and we had a sleepover one night, and I ended up, we fondled, that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. it was just young kid stuff. So,
but now fast forward to high school, right? You have a girlfriend, and how do you wind up with her mother? And the only reason why I'm kind of fast forwarding to a lot of this younger stuff or just picking up the points is because when you get to be older, you do a lot of swinging and you have a lot of stuff that goes on that we'll really get into details. But like fast forward to when you had that girlfriend and you fucked her mom, like what happened in that situation?
I was attractive to her, I guess. She wanted to fuck me. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? How do you wind up fucking someone's mother, your girlfriend's mother?
Okay, well, I dated her for like a year and some odd months. We broke up, okay? I'll give you the short version. She was at her grandparents' one night, and I had stopped over. I was partying. I had been drinking. Mm-hmm. I was 18. I just turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I knocked on the door. She wasn't home. So I went in, and me and her mom, we would chat normally, you know. And so I ended up sitting, I was sitting on the couch, and she always wore this, I don't know, it was a short nighty thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't a bad looking lady. She had a nice body. She had nice legs, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I was all fucked up. Not like terribly fucked up. I had a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And her legs would brush my back. So I just reached around and, you know, started touching her leg. I just went in. I've always been that way. I just went in.
Well, you must have got vibes from her, right?
Yeah, it was the short thing. And occasionally I would catch view of her, you know, her vagina and her panties, you know. I mean, that what 18-year-old's not going to be turned on by that?
No, not you know? Turned on by her. You must have got vibes that it was okay or that she was vibing you. Or are you just such a boundary pusher that you were just went for it in the hopes that she would be down? Because, listen, most moms, you know, of a daughter who's dating a guy would kick you out of their house, you know, if that guy made a pass at you. So, I'm just saying, how did you know that she was going to be down? Like, what kind of, you know, vibes did she give you?
I can't remember every month that went by in that time period. She had fucked somebody else that I knew.
So there was a vibe.
It was a sexual, like, there was sexual undertones with conversation, not like blatant.
But you knew she fucked one of your friends. You knew she fucked one of your friends.
Not one of my good friends, a friend, his older brother.
Right. So you knew she was down to fuck and she was in that thing. Because here's a mom. Most of the time, you wouldn't think that they're, you know, a part of, you know, they're not in your pond, you know, you're not fishing out of that pond where they exist. So you just knew that that makes sense because you had a friend or you knew that she had been with a guy around your age. So you went for it and she went for it back. What happened?
Yeah, it would seem normal to me at the time. Isn't this like a thing? Don't people like that? I mean,
no, but I think anything seems normal when you're young. You don't really know so much. You don't live, you know, you just do whatever. So, and you're drinking whenever, when you're drunk, anything goes. So you make a pass at her and she goes for it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. She was all about it. Her vagina was like 900 degrees. I mean,
oh my God.
I'm not kidding you.
Right.
Like it was pretty intense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it only happened twice, actually. It happened two times.
Wow. So the second time, was it a setup thing?
You know, back then there was no cell phones. It was just phones.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
It was just one of them things where the ex-girlfriend wasn't home and, you know, it just, the first one I remember more than the second.
Yeah. Now, was she married, that mom?
No.
Okay, so
no,
she was single,
raising a few daughters on her own.
Right, you were legal age, right, 18, so, you know,
100%.
You weren't dating 100%. The daughter anymore.
Legal.
Yeah, you weren't dating the daughter anymore.
No, we were broke up.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
But she did find out. She did find out, and I would recommend if you ever fuck your girlfriend's mom, don't let your ex-girlfriend find out.
Wait a second. How did she find out? You went bragging to your friends? I mean, how would she know?
Yeah, you know, 18-year-old boys, that's exactly correct. Hey,
yeah,
you know, I fucked so-and-so's mom.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then word got back to her. And what did she flip out on you? And what did you do? You know if she ever confronted her mother? Good news. Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
I have no idea about that.
Right.
You know? And sometimes I had wondered that. Look, I'm not an ice cold, like, serial killer type of guy, so I would wonder about that. But she was really pissed at me, really mad. And what are you going to do? I mean, you got busted.
Yeah, but for her, there's so many. Yeah, there's so many layers to that kind of betrayal.
I think she hit me, actually.
You deserve to be hit.
Yeah, I think she took a swing at me.
Right. Oh, my God. All right. So let's move on for that. That was another. Then you had you started to have threesomes. You had a girl that you had a threesome with, right?
Yeah, that was my.
With a guy friend of yours, right? You had her fuck one of your friends?
Yeah, my first wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is when during my teenage years is when I found out that cheating turned me on.
Right. That's what I said is going to zooms into something else. You mentioned early, it was when you were stealing your mom's panties, that kind of rush of doing something secretive, was a turn on. And that's the same part of part of you that likes the cheating, right? The sneaking around, the forbidden fruit.
It is. It's for some, I really don't know where it comes from. But
a lot of people really have that.
It just drives it. And my first wife, we were together for a lot of years, a handful of years. We got married. Yeah, me and my friend one night, we ended up getting some booze and we fucked her. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was fun.
Right.
And we had other issues going on. I mean, there was other things going on. And here's the thing with me. It was never sex was a problem. There was other things that would get involved a lot of times I would re-hook up with all these girls after we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like a theme, you know?
Right.
But that led into other things, if you want to go into that. Yeah. I don't know where you want to.
There's tons of things. Get into, so you had that one threesome with your wife at the time and your friend. Correct. How did that happen? Was that just an alcohol fueled thing, or did you and her talk a lot about it beforehand?
So we talked about it, and one night my buddy was there and we ended up just hooking up. But that led to other things. Me and the first wife, she had moved out, we split up, and she continued to come around, and there was more. I almost hooked up with her and her sister, which would have been really cool, but it did not work out. So,
In between the first wife and the second wife, we're going to get to the second wife, but between those two wives, you meet the girl that likes to wear her mom's panties, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the craziest. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, she was actually at my house one night. I worked evenings then, and I come back to my place, and she had bought some Playboys, and they were laying on the fucking table, and I walk in, and I'm like, wow, fucking Playboys? I'm like, you bought Playboys? She's like, yeah. So I knew she was kinky at that point. She was into girls, so, we talked, and just it was a lot of just the communication, and it just came out. You know, she was into some kinky-ass shit, that girl was, and, she was probably the kinkiest girl that I ever met, that one there. But I didn't see her long enough to... I was kind of in my dating phase in between relationships, so I didn't really manifest into a long-term thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and actually, she's the one that... she was into, water sports, too. So, I mean, yeah, she was into it all.
Right. She wanted to be peed on, pee on you. Both ways, all of the above.
Yeah, totally. 100%. All into that.
But what did she say about her mom's panties? Did she have them with her, or did she just talk about it like in fantasy? Like, what was that deal? What was her story?
Well, it started with both, but then she told me that she physically had, like, wore them.
Mm-hmm. Like, she stole them.
So, yeah.
And
yeah, because at that time, I shared with her some of the things I did as a kid.
Right.
And that's when that come out, which I thought was, at the time, it was, like, pretty cool. I mean, it was pretty intense.
Right. It's not your mom. So you're like, oh, this is hot. It's like girl and girl action. And it adds that taboo thing that you like, right? Something super naughty. I've never heard of that before.
Nice,
it's
nice to, this is what I love about your show, is that you find out that everybody's got a thing. You know, everybody's into something. There's some flavor for everybody out there. So, you know, you learn about that stuff with people. But yeah, I saw her for a little while, and not much really crazy things happened during that time period that I can recall.
Mm-hmm. And then you get with your second wife. Is she your current wife now?
No.
Okay.
No, I've had a few. So,
okay.
yeah, imagine that. She was actually my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I had known her for a while in the past, and we ended up getting married, and we ended up swinging, me and her.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. You know, it was new. That was the first time there was other couples involved, as far as like a male and a, you know, male and a female. So
right.
And she initiated. That's the thing. I didn't even push for that. It just kind of happened to me. It was crazy.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. Cause you hear my callers, there's a lot of guys out there like, how do I ask my wife, or I want to get her into this? Right?
I know.
Yeah. She brought
her and her and her friend. They were in, I found out later, they were fucking around during the day while I was at work. I mean, she was into girls too. So they were hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled us husbands into it, you know, and it was separate room swapping. It was not same room ever. Actually, one episode happened in room.
Mm-hmm.
Two, there'd be foreplay. Girls would go down on each other, get the guys all horny, and then we all separate. You know what I mean? Go to separate rooms and pound it out, and you know.
And wasn't this with weren't these people your neighbors?
Yeah, they lived down the street.
Now, did you care when you found out that she was, like, you know, hooking up with this girl behind your back? Like, was that an issue at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
No. As a matter of fact, I was fucking the girl, and she told me.
Oh, wait. When you were...
She told me. She's like, you know what? It's funny, Kathy, because she said your wife was here earlier. And I was like, really?
Oh, my God. So she snitched on her. But did your wife know that you were fucking her?
I think she had suspicions. Actually, I went down there one time. She was out of town for a business thing, and I texted her because texting had come at that time. And I was like, hey, do you mind if, you know, I go down, you know, do so-and-so? And she's like, no, I don't care.
So she knew that you were going to bang that woman. Wait, but listen, this is you're not telling the story proper, because you're... Are you cheating on your wife with that girl, or like was your wife with them before you were? Like, why was she doing it behind your back if you guys were so open and you were swinging? I don't understand.
Here's what happened, I think, with that. Let me explain this to you. When you get two couples and involved, if you're privately talking to each spouse, like say the girl's talking to the guy and the other guy's talking to the other girl, what happens is the drama comes in. Personal things start to develop, and it's really probably not a good model to go by. I guess if somebody asked me, if like, hey, we want to swing, how do you do it? I'd be like, just fuck and leave it at that.
Right. I mean, these were your friends. They were your neighbors. So you couldn't just walk away.
No. Right. And things get involved, and they stay personal. I'm not being like, I don't want to pick on women too much, but they tend to, they're emotional. You guys are emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen. keep the personal shit out of it is what we should have done. But what happened was, is there was just a lot of personal stuff going on. And I think maybe they developed some kind of, like, I don't know if it was purely sexual what they hooked up, but I never, the cheating came after me and the wife split up.
Are those the only people that you guys fucked?
No, we hooked up with there was a dude. We had a threesome with a dude, actually two guys, a coworker. I found out she was talking to a coworker, you know, and I actually brought it up to him and he ended up coming. We went out one night, he came back and we both fucked her on the table, actually right over here.
Right over here, your table in front of you. Yeah.
We did. We fucked her. You know, believe shit you. Just happens, Kathy.
I believe you. Shit just happens to you.
I would like to think I'm part of the human experiment, though.
Yes, you are. I mean, listen, a lot of shit has happened to a lot of people. Look, I have 400 and something episodes about it.
I know.
So you fucked her with that coworker, too.
Yeah, she was really into him. I mean, that was an intense episode because, yeah, that was, you know, she was into him. I mean, you know, look, I agree with you. I've caught on one of your episodes. It's like, you know, when you're fucking the same person for like 8 years, I mean, you know, I get it, but people don't eat the same food every time. So the guy turned her on, you know?
Right. It was someone new after all this time you guys were together.
Well, in that, she had a thing, you know, she just... She was into him. So we did that. And then we hooked up with a guy that had this big dick and, that was fun. And she told me, and you have a big dick episode, or you talk to girls about the cock size. She actually preferred the coworker over the guy with the big cock. So,
because right. But I think I talked about that. I mean, I did another thing where I answered like, is size matter? I mean, you know, I think chemistry is the biggest thing. So maybe with the guy, the coworker, she just had like intense chemistry over the guy with the big dick. I don't know. Right.
I think you're right.
But yeah. You have a thing where you like it when you go down on a girl that has just been with another guy. Isn't that going on for you those kind of situations?
Yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of, and this may sound odd, but I don't see it that way. The idea of being with a dude or cuddling or being any kind of fuzzy things like that or like will make me almost want to vomit. But the sex part is just really supercharged. Like, I don't know if you ever tasted sex before, but it's really fucking intense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love it. It's good.
Right. And when you mean it tasted sex, you mean cum? The guys cum?
Yeah, the whole thing, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
the whole thing.
This is funny. I think me and you would have been friends in high school just the way you talk. But go on.
Dude. You told me to be honest.
I love it. I just said I would have been friends with you, and I used to like the type of guy I was friends with in high school. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Right.
Go on.
Here's the thing. I'm not gay, though. I don't even consider myself bisexual.
Yeah. Have you listened to my episode? Have you listened to my episode with Dr. Joe Court? Go listen to that the minute we get off. It's all about a guy who went viral on TikTok. He's a sexologist, PhD. This is what he does for a living. And he is here to say that just because you suck a dick every now and then as a guy, you can still be straight and do that. And it doesn't mean that you're bisexual or gay or any of that. And he will explain why. You need to go listen to that episode.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm. So you like that in those kinds of situations. Have you ever fooled around with a guy?
There was one episode during a threesome that got a little, and it was instigated by her. So we kind of just followed the lead. It was very brief. It wasn't even, I have no negative thoughts about it at all. It was like a person that smokes pot and they don't even get high from it. They're like, man, whatever.
Right.
I don't know what the big deal is.
Been there, done that. But so you that do like... to like you do like the whole maybe cuckolding thing a little bit in that you like to know that your girl is with another guy and then you have her after and then you, like you said, you go down on her and all that kind of stuff.
That's it. 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That whole thing is very stimulating to me. Like, that's like the ultimate, like, part of being sexual with a girl. To me, it is.
You want to know what else is stimulating? The motor bunny. Do you know what the motor bunny is? It's a saddle-like style vibrator that's similar to the Sibian, but it's better. And you want to know why it's better? Because it's more affordable and it's more advanced. You could turn that shit up to 11, okay? Seriously. It rotates one way and then it goes another way. No other saddle toy does that. Not even a guy could do that. Two hands can't even do that, right? The Motor Bunny has a remote control. So for all you long distance couples out there, imagine the power you're going to have over your partner when you turn up the volume to number 11 and get them off. Just go and Google it. You'll see. You're going to get horny just looking at it. That's what happened to me. Trust me. And today, I'm going to give you $60 off Motor Bunny Buck or Motor Bunny Original. All you have to do is use my code strictly at motorbunny.com for $100 off Motor Bunny Buck or Motor Bunny Original. Again, go to motorbunny.com for $60 off. Use my code strictly. Thanks, Motor Bunny, for sponsoring this episode. Yeah, because what's a little confusing, and I don't know, and you have to clarify this for me, because your email to me was like, I'm obsessed with cheating. Like, you know, I have a cheating addiction. Now, do you mean cheating like you're really cheating behind a girl's back? Or what I think you meant was that you like to make up that fantasy with your girl and let her go out and do it, but you're in the know, right? But you like to think or and know she's getting pounded by somebody else.
Yeah, I'm in the know.
Right.
Mostly, but the part of not knowing too. Now the issue with that I run into is finding a girl that could actually understand that part of it. Like,
well, that's confusing to me. Explain what you're looking for.
Like, okay, let's say she has a coworker and they're flirting, whatever, and we've had fantasies on the side or maybe threesomes and she's hooked up and we've done all that, what we've already talked about. But this time it just happens at work. It's natural, just spontaneous fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tells me later as mm-hmm. like a out of the blue thing.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Like the
yeah, so you, but no, but explain it to me. Pretend you meet me on a date and you're like, listen, I want to know if you're into what I'm into. What I'm into is what? How would you explain it? What do you want me to do? You want me to like know that I could go out and fuck anybody that I want at any time and preferably at times that you don't know about it and then tell you later? That's what it sounds like. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, by the way, you know, like when you get horny later, thinking about it, you say, you know, hey, I did this, such, you know, this thing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing surprises me. And nothing really does. I think a lot of people keep things under wraps that they'd like to explore. That's just one of the things that I'm into.
Now, have you put that on the table in that way with a girl, and how have they reacted? Or like, because you said that's hard to explain. I think maybe you're just a bad explainer. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm probably a bad explainer. My current relationship spouse, when I first brought this up, she actually got really upset and we actually broke up for a while.
So, right. Well, I mean, I can understand
she was like,
that.
You know, fuck like, this shit, man.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the fascinating part about that story is the current wife ended up fucking somebody, right? So she thought about it, came back later and confessed it. And she's like, I want to talk to you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I stuck to my guns. I was like, well, that's what I like. And, you know, those things came out over time and she ended up, and then she confessed to me that she likes chicks too. So, you know, who's the bad guy here? You know?
Nobody. It seems like you're perfectly well suited. He or she says you finally found the girl that's going to do and is down with what you want. She went and cheated on you. Did you have any conflicting feelings about that? Or was that purely like, this is what I want. Thank you for doing it for me. That's so fucking hot. Let's go have the best sex ever. When she told you what she did.
No, this shit's like rocket fuel to me.
Right. It was like, so it was perfect. It was what you, it was exactly what you wanted.
Right. And you know, I detected it in her over time, especially the girl thing. There's just clues, you know, you pick up on shit from people when you hang out with them, you just do.
Mm-hmm.
And, there was things and you know, we talked about it and sure shit comes out. I didn't like have to convince her of anything. I just told her what I was into. And then, you know, come to find out, you know, she was into the same things. Now, was she disclosing? Was she being like somebody I didn't know? I'm still sorting some of that out, but you know, we'll get there. It's really not a big deal. That makes sense.
What, that she likes girls or that she fucks guys now behind your back and tells you about it later?
That at first she was against it. Now she's for it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well, listen, you planted the seed. It's not a big deal. No, I think it actually is a great deal. That's sometimes what happens. Somebody can maybe not be into something, but they know that their guy wants it. And they know that it's going to make their guy happy. They start mulling it over and eventually they get turned on by it. I can't tell you how many times I've had people on my show who have, you know, crossed the line and done something that they never thought would turn them on. But they did it and then they realized that it did. So, you know, maybe she needed to, you know, live with it and think about it. And then after fantasizing about it in her head for a while, she decided to do it because she met a guy that she was kind, you know, and it just grew from there. You planted the seed and it grew into exactly what you wanted. I think that that's great.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it pans out to that.
What do you mean? It's already panned out. I mean, when did she fuck the other guy? I mean, has she not fucked anyone since?
Okay. But here's the thing. The thing about the current spouse is that we don't actually, she's not here. She's in the process of moving. She's actually not here. I don't want to get into too many details about that. I don't want to give too much of that away. But
so you guys are kind of in a long distance relationship is what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
okay.
There's been absolutely physical contact, spent time together, whatever.
Is she in jail? No, I'm just joking.
What's that?
I said, is she in jail? I'm just joking.
No, she ain't in jail. She's actually, the current spouse is not only a very attractive woman, she's just got a good personality too, but I have 4 videos of her fucking this guy, you know what I mean? She went that far. And then when this all came out after she thought about it, she's like, she wanted to have a foursome too. She's talking about that. It's like, all right, cool, you know. Hey,
who's in the foursome that she, in her fantasy, who's in that foursome?
Another couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just another couple. She's into double penetration.
Right.
So, you know, and I've done that before, so we're going to work on that.
Who have you done that with, your first or your second wife?
Second.
The second. Okay, so this is your third wife. Are you guys married?
Yeah.
Have you and her fucked other people together?
No, we have not. Not physically together, no. It's only been us two.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because she doesn't live with you, she sleeps with other people, and she videotapes it, and then she sends it to you? What angle is she at? I mean, is she like, is the angle of the video like far back and you see everything that they're doing, or is she holding it and moving it around so you could see?
No, there's no faces. That was one of the stipulations. There's no faces. It's all body and just penetration.
Right. That's smart.
It is smart. Yeah, it's very private. Mm-hmm. No chance of, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's very clear. She was very, very accommodating to me as far as that goes, you know. And what happened was the whole COVID thing is what really messed that up. with the moving and everything, because travel right now is just a son of a bitch.
Yeah, totally, right. So if you guys are long distance, you went probably a really long time not being able to see each other.
Right.
Yeah, well, thank God you have that kink and that fetish that you want her to be with other people, because it was great for her. I mean, she could get her needs met by another guy and turn you on in the process and keep her guy super duper happy. What did you do while she was gone?
What have I done?
Yeah. Are you with other people?
I'm always doing bad shit.
Oh, you are? Interesting.
I definitely, and I've been like, hey, I'm very honest with her. You know, I mean,
well, then why is it bad? You mean bad in like just like dirty down?
Naughty,
dirty
just
stuff,
naughty is a label.
Oh, okay, but not bad like in you're cheating on her behind her back and she doesn't know.
No, I would tell her.
Okay, cool.
I'd actually, yeah, I would. Yeah, I'm a pretty direct person. I would just send her a video and say, hey, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So she's okay with you being with other people.
Yeah, she's actually very, she was very curious about it, actually. And she wanted to know how she felt. Like, she wanted to feel it out, you know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, there was that. And, we're just honest with each other, for sure.
But what have you done with other girls? I mean, get specific. Like, did you hook up with another girl and take a video of it and send it to her? And how did she feel? Did it turn her on?
Yeah, she's turned on by it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of a reciprocated thing. Here's the thing: when we were together, I actually found porn on her phone, and it was weird because I didn't intentionally. There was none of that. I'm not one of them dudes that go looking around for stuff, as you can probably see. But it came up on her phone, and I didn't say much for a while, and I brought it up later. You know what I mean? It was kind of gave me a clue on what was going on behind the scenes. Cause you know, let's be honest. We all have our things that we don't disclose right away with people. That's just human nature.
What was the porn? What kind of porn was it that you saw?
It was just straight fucking porn. It wasn't anything like crazy.
Okay.
You know? So I kind of planted to see, I'm like, you know, cause if you met this girl, you would see her as a, you wouldn't picture this. It would be like it seems like a pretty conservative person, you know, nothing radical.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of like, okay. And I went with that, and it took time, you know, to discuss these things. And, you know, she got mad. I mean, I told you, we quit talking for several months. She got really mad.
Right.
And she came around, obviously.
And now she's getting to live out her fantasies. I mean, I think it kind of works because she's far away, right? Like I said, she gets to have sex with this guy.
Yeah, and she's in the... Right. She's in the process of moving. So maybe I can add more to that later. We'll see how that goes. But one of the things that really... I told her about the cousin thing with this one, and that actually turned her on a lot.
Really?
Yeah, which threw me for a loop because I never would have plugged that one in.
Please, after all the girls you've been with, what about the one with the mom with the panties? She must have loved your cousin stories. It's not like the first girl you've met that has been down with the stuff that you're into. It seems like every girl you meet is down to the stuff that you're into, right?
Kathy, I know it seems really odd.
No, I don't think it seems odd. I think like attracts like. You know, you meet people as open as you are. I think that's great.
True. I agree with you. And there's actually something. I got something brewing now. If it goes down, I'm going to shoot you an email about that one, too.
What is it?
If you wanna.
Tell me.
It's cousin related. So,
what do you mean?
I really don't know. I don't want to say.
No, you need to say. You're not going to jinx yourself. Do you believe in that shit? I mean, just say it. What do you think is brewing?
I do believe it.
Yeah, but don't worry. You're not going to, that doesn't exist. Just what is brewing?
Talking to a cousin, maybe hooking up, like been hitting on a cousin. So,
a female cousin of yours you've been hitting on her? How do you hit on your cousin? How old is she?
I told her I want to fuck her.
Okay, see, that's not flirting, okay? That's like being direct and telling you, I told a cousin I want to fuck her, okay? So, wait a second. How old is your cousin and how old are you, by the way?
I'm in my 40s.
Okay.
She is 3 years older than me, 2 years maybe.
Okay, is she married?
No, she actually, her and her husband got a divorce, and she has a boyfriend now. And,
how do you get to the place where you have a cousin all your life, that's your cousin, how do you go from that to standing in front of her or texting her or calling her on the phone and saying, I want to fuck you? Like, how does that happen?
She's the one from the childhood experience.
Okay, and she used to fondle you?
But this has been like resting for many years, you know what I mean? And kind of resurfacing.
How has it been resurfacing? I mean, just for you or for the both of you?
There's reciprocation there. It just hasn't happened yet. We'll see.
But how is the reason? No, I know, but you're so vague. Okay. I have to really pull shit out of you. How has stuff between your cousin been happening? Like, what has been going on? What kind of, is there dialogue? What kind of flirting besides the end thing where you told her straight to her face, I want to fuck you? What kind of, who threw the first ball of like flirting with each other again?
Me.
Oh, I guess I should realize.
You've been talking to me for almost an hour and you ain't getting that yet.
Well, so, I don't know. Yeah. But why
just
would you?
The other, I'll give you an example. Just the other night, I made an invite to come over, and it was, there was things said. It's sexual vibe, and it was declined. It was bad timing. So,
But you've been.
I
dangling.
Don't want to go into.
You've been dangling it in front of her like you're down to fuck, and she's hasn't said completely no yet, but she hasn't said completely yes. Is that the whole story?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, working on it.
You're working on it.
I think it's hot. People can think what they want of it, but it's like super polarizing. Like it's.
Well, listen, for a guy like you and for a lot of people, there's a lot of people out there that like that supercharged, naughty kind of sexual experience. Cheating brings that about. There's all kinds of scenarios that have that same kind of charge. Cheating, sex, like I said, like this kind of taboo thing, anything that's like super naughty. It's why you got turned on by the girl that went to wear her mom's panties. It's that kind of stuff. And like I said, a lot of people would get horny from that, those types of scenario. And the truth is, okay, in a lot of cultures, cousins marry cousins. It's only here in the U.S. where it's very taboo. Now, I hate to burst your bubble because I think the fact that she's your cousin and it is taboo is a part of your turn on, right? I mean, let me ask you this. If she wasn't your cousin, is she like your type?
Yeah, I would fuck her for sure. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a physical attraction there for sure.
Right. So there is. And you feel like there must be for her too, because if she has not shot you down and been like, what the F? Like if one of my cousins hit on me, I'd be like, get the fuck away. So the fact that
she is not freaked out yet. Man.
Right. Exactly. So she's obviously down too, because, you have been direct, like you said, and she only said no because of logistics or whatever. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. If something goes down, I'll definitely let you know. And that's what I love about your show is you're bringing all this stuff out. And when I found your show, I was like, wow, man, this is just like exactly what I was cool. It was like this lady's out here bringing all this juice out of people, and it's a perfect channel to do that, you know? What you need to do in the future, Kathy, is do your confession show.
I know. I have, you know, it's interesting because I sort of been doing my show for 7 years, right? There's been a couple times I've been interviewed by other people. It's here and there, and you could hear some stuff. But I have some stories that, I mean, you would just need to sit down with a big, huge bowl of popcorn for, okay? Like, it's, it reads like a movie, like the shit that I could tell people about me. But for right now, the whole thing, I think, really works. I think there's something about me being anonymous, as well as something about people not really knowing that much about me and really focusing on the other person, that works for the show.
True. Probably true, yeah.
Yeah, and you've said many times on this call about yourself, like, oh, you know, I don't know why, but people just tell me this stuff. And I would say the reason why people have been telling me things on my show, you know, is I make people anonymous, I change their voices. There's so much to that. But even before my show, people always sat across from me and started spilling their guts. And in the middle of them spilling their guts, they'd be like, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I don't even know you. Like, I don't know. I've never told anybody this. And, but they tell me this. And I think it's it happens for you too, because you're probably like a very non-judgmental person. Like, I am just the most non-judgmental person anyone knows. All my friends will tell you, like, I don't judge anybody by anything. Like, yeah, if you're a fucking liar, like a thief, you're mean to people, like, I'll judge you for that, but not for this kind of stuff, you know? I really just don't have that. I mean, I'm never listening to people, like, just trying to find something to judge them on. And I think that's why people have always talk to me and feel comfortable talking to me. And that must be you too. You must be super non-judgmental. And that's why people feel comfortable telling you things, because people smell that from a mile away. That's what I think is going down. Is that correct?
I'm 100% correct. I just had this conversation with a guy not too long ago, and it's true. I when it comes to sex, if it's legal, I don't judge you.
Yeah,
I don't judge anybody for anything legal. It's the illegal stuff that has to be looked at, obviously.
Of course.
When it comes to legal stuff, it's like, hey, you know, I got a closet, you got a closet. Let's just not go in each other's closet. Let's enjoy the moment, you know?
Right. But you're very non-judgmental, and that's why so many of these people have felt comfortable sharing, all the women that you've been with, really sharing the naughty things that they do. You know, I had to create a show and, like I said, create this space where people are anonymous and all this stuff. That really helps for people. But I think that happens to you in your life, you know, not even, you know, just in your regular life. You're meeting those kind of people because that's the kind of person you are, you know, and you make them feel comfortable because you're non-judgmental, which is cool,
right.
You know?
Hey, real quick, how did you come up with this? How'd this start?
It happened by accident. Like, I mean, I hate to say the story, but I think that a lot of people listen to my show, but, you know, they don't hear every single episode, so they haven't heard it. But I'll tell you, it really, honestly, it happened backwards. I always used to read magazine articles backwards, and I do things backwards, and things for me always happen backwards, that the most perfect things. And that my show happened backwards. I wanted to do a podcast. I knew a lot of big comedians. I was working with them. They're like, do a podcast. They taught me how to do it. I wanted to do a call and advice show because I love just talking to people and picking things apart. And I needed to get people to call into my show because I wanted to talk to people, but I didn't know where to get them from. This is 7 years ago. I didn't want to put it on Facebook, and I didn't want to put it on Twitter because I knew my show was going to suck, and I didn't want to suck in front of anyone I knew. I felt like I could try this out in front of strangers and be fine with it, but I didn't want to do it in front of anyone I knew. So I'm like, where can I look for callers for my show? So I went on to Craigslist. And the true story is that I went into like the community board or someplace, and it was like you had to pay for an ad in that location. So I was like, fuck that. I'm not paying $20. Like, my show's going to fail and suck. Like, I'm not investing any more money. So I went to the free section, and I went, and the free section was the personals. And for real, that's the only reason why I posted an ad over there. And over there, it was like hitting gold. I got like the emails that I got back. There was like, I think six of them. I think I taped five episodes that first day with my co-host. And it was all guys that emailed me back from that ad on Craigslist. And then that's when I realized, oh my God, this is like a really good idea. I didn't even have the name. Strictly, I didn't even have the name yet. I was just taping people. And it all happened backwards, but it started from that point when I got these emails from guys on Craigslist. Like, oh, I could only get turned on when I go down on a girl. Like, you know, and I can't come any other way. And another kid was like, I'm fucking my best friend's brother's wife and he's the sheriff in my town. I mean, I got these emails and I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. But like you, it's not like talking about sex was such a stretch for me. I was always super open-minded. So it was fine. I mean, it all worked and it makes so much sense now, but it really happened by accident. It wasn't, my intention was to create a show and help people by talking about their problems and stuff. And you know, the interesting thing is that I do that on my show, you know, because I get emails from people all the time telling me how much my show helps them. Not just the people who call into the show, but the people who listen to. So, you know, that was my intention and I got it through a very weird way and my show became what it is. But, you know, it all works. But it wasn't, I didn't plan working. It, it's, you know?
It's a nice platform. And, you know, if you're helping people, that's great. This is just... This one here is just, I have no problems. I found the show and I'm like, you know, I got a lot of stuff. I just shoot her an email and you said keep it short. So I spit everything out in the shortest form that I could. You know what I mean? That's why I was that way. But
yeah, you had all your bullets. I told you when I read through them before and I was like, oh, I got to get to all of these because they're all like little interesting stories. Listen, every episode is a little bit different. Your episode is, you know, more about the bullets of like, you're like a guy that's done a lot of crazy things, right? And people are going to hear about it. So thanks for calling in and telling me, sharing all your stories. I had to micromanage you a bit. I'll edit it and make it sound really great. Don't worry about it. I'll probably cut out the ending where I talk about my show. But it, you know, okay, it's all going to work.
Are you definitely interested in publishing it? Like,
I never tape. Well, no, that's not true. I have some that I don't publish. The only thing I'll tell you, yes, I'm going to air this. So look out for it. Okay. Cool. And let me know what you think.
I'll get an email. Will you shoot me an email?
I will if I can remember. But YouTube because that's where people will comment on the show and you know, subscribe to my show so you'll get it. It'll pop up. You're Dan and you'll see your episode.
I'm already subscribed and come up a couple times a week and I am a listener.
Okay? All right. Awesome. You're the best. Thanks for calling in and sharing your crazy stories and keep me posted about your cousin. Oh my God. Cause maybe you will have fucked her before I air it. So I could add that into the intro.
Dude, if I'm telling you, if I fuck her, I'm going to email you. Okay.
All right. And then we'll tape it and we'll just add it on to the end of this if I haven't aired it yet. Okay. So get on it.
If it happens.
Get on.
Yeah, dude, it'll definitely happen before then. Trust that. So,
okay. All right. All right. Bye. Thank you.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything. thing goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.